What does it mean to you to see a guy like Mike Daniels get rewarded?
Very happy for Mike Daniels and his family. Anytime one of your players gets rewarded with a contract, especially a second contract, it's an exciting time. So it's something that's well deserved. And personally, I'm thrilled that we were able to get that done. So he's definitely earned it.
Was it important for you to get it done, for the organization to get it done for the offseason in your mind?
I think it's important to get it done anytime you can. I think anytime you have ability to lock up your players, especially Mike Daniels, he's earned it, and I'm excited to move forward with him.
Michael, what progress have you seen from him since you guys got him in 12 to where he's at right now?
I mean, Mike is, he's always been a buzzsaw. I mean, his play style was definitely that at Iowa, and so he's always brought that energy to the table. But I think he's just matured in every way. I mean, just as far as a student in the game, his work ethic is definitely at the highest level. He's a bigger man today than he was when he first got here. So, I mean, he does a great job.
Now that you got a chance to rewind the video, what did you think of how everything worked for you offensively last night?
How
everything worked offensively now that you had a chance to rewind?
How did it work? I thought I played well offensively. The run pass combination was the plan going into the game. The video was good. I thought we had a number of guys graded out well, and like always, there's definitely things to learn from and improve on.
Mike, is there any correlation between getting better execution yesterday and you taking over the play calling?
Hey, the play calling, I feel that I addressed the play calling in full, after the game last night. That's the way we'll operate from here, moving forward. But hey, everybody has a role to do on game day, and we did some good things on offense.
Mike, so what's Tom's role now?
Tom's role really hasn't changed as far as job responsibility, minus the play calling. I mean, Tom's very involved in the game planning. He's his game day responsibilities are that of which he did last year.
Is there an art to setting up plays? Yeah, I guess I remember you had Cobb in the backfield a few times. It looks like you ran various plays off of similar kind of looks. Is there an art to?
Well, I mean, you have packages. You have things. You have reaction plays. You have starter plays. You have flow plays. You have situational plays. And how you spin them is really comes down to the preparation going into the game and really how the game's unfolding. They have a little bit to do with it. The other side, the defense. The other team, and you try to stay one step ahead there. Sometimes they got a better defense called, and you have a play called, and that's the beauty of our quarterback at the line of scrimmage.
Mike, the top teams in the league, their best numbers rankings wise are on defense. Does that in any way surprise you? Are we going back into an age of defense first?
Well, I think defense, definitely the phrase of defense wins championships is very important. Offense can take you, a long ways. But really, I think the biggest statistic I always looked at is how people, the vision of their football team and how they play to one another. So how does the offense play to the defense and so forth. But, yeah, I mean, you have to have an excellent defense to win a championship in this league, in my opinion.
Mike, how do you think Randall and Rollins handled their switch on the fly and their job responsibilities after?
Thought they did a nice job. They graded out well. Randall obviously played very well. Rollins had some things that to clean up from, but I'm very, very happy with those two rookies. Just not only the way they're playing, but their preparation, their film study, and they've done a really good job in the little things. I think it's definitely showing up on the field.
Mike, going back to the defense, do you think you have a group that can be a championship caliber group now? I mean, I think you're sixth in scoring defense after this. I know the Cowboys are struggling a little bit offensively, but do you feel like your group is trending to where you want it to be come playoff time?
Definitely. I mean, we have work to do. I think it was clearly what was established in those second six games, and really for our whole team defensively. But we tackled pretty good. I think you look at the fundamental breakdown, you look at the fundamentals, tackling, breaking tackles on offense and tackling on defense, and that's something that was in our favor yesterday. But you know, defensively, when we stop the run, you know, we're tough to handle, you know, particularly on third down.
Mike, how do you get Jayrone Elliott a little more involved? His playing time's kind of fluctuated, but it seems like he's. I know it's more than just splash plays, but it does seem like he makes a splash play almost all the time to put him out there.
I mean, really, you know, player participation, there's a lot of factors that go into that. So, Jayrone, you know, I love the way he's matured from year one to year two. Does a lot of good things on special teams. He's playing, you know, with a veteran group. You know, he's playing with some guys that they're having very good years, productive years. So, I think it's a product of that and way games have gone. Either you look at the number of plays on defense yesterday, you know, they weren't on the field very long.
Mike, was any part of your plan going into this past game to keep Aaron a little bit more in the pocket, just to have him be able to set up and throw in the pocket instead of, you know, scrambling as much as he had been?
I mean, really, the scrambling is really the part of the game that, I guess to answer your question, I've never gone into a game and told them to scramble more or less. So it's really the scrambling is a product of the execution. And he has as good as a feel of anybody I've ever been around. So of the ability to play from the pocket, slide in the pocket, make plays, move people in the pocket, make plays, and then the ability to extend plays. So it's something that's you know, it's a base concept in our offense. You know, every play has a time clock, and then every play has an extension opportunity where people have responsibilities.
Do you think that means you executed better? Because you probably didn't scramble as much as he had in the previous games, right?
Well, I mean, I don't think that's really as clean cut as an observation, you know, as far as where you can put in an evaluation. State and say that, because once again, I think the defense, what they're doing has a little bit to do with it. So are they rushing five and keeping them in the pocket? Are they rushing four? That creates an opportunity for him to get out. We've seen a lot of five-man rush, you know, man-free defense this year, clearly more than we ever have.
Mike, do Lacy's and Stark's styles of running complement each other that they do how?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's a big part of having that 1-2 punch. I think it's what you're looking for. I mean, I think it's obvious the way their running styles are different, and you know how their physical elements are different, and you know this, you know, James's stride is as opposed to, you know, Eddie's inside style. So it's exactly what you're looking for, and when you can get the attempts up around 40, that's where you want to be.
More,
Mike, will Sam Shields be able to practice at all this week, do you think?
Too early to tell. I was just told last night, I saw Sam after the game. I mean, you know, he looked pretty good. And, you know, like they all tell me, he said he's fine. So we'll see how he is tomorrow.
Mike, you you can only make decisions based on the information you have at the time, I know. But Woodson, you're going to see Woodson this week. He was really good for a long time. Your safeties weren't that great in 13. I know you plow forward, but was that something that, as you've kind of watched what he's done, you were kind of like, we kind of wish we'd had that one back? Do you ever?
Well, I mean, Charles Woodson is a generational player. I think what he's done in this league is so unique. You know, you talk about, you know, a Heisman Trophy winner coming into the league, and I was in Kansas City when he came into the league, and he was a shutdown corner, and I could clearly remember game planning for the Raiders, which was the rival game, Kansas City and Oakland. And in the pass game meeting was like, hey, we need to go after Woodson because next year we're not going to want anything to do with the guy. He's that talented, and he was. So, and I think that my remaining years in Kansas City, we went the other way. So you talk about, you know, the career he had as a shutdown corner, and then you look at his time here, his ability to play, and the system we had the first couple of years, which was pretty much pump and run every snap and moving him into nickel. And the pressure player and the run force, and he's the most productive defensive back I've ever been around, you know, around the line of scrimmage. So now, you know, when you talk about a guy that can go out and shut down the top receiver, now he's extremely productive around the line of scrimmage with his tackling and, you know, his ability to ball hawk and, you know, it's just he's always on the football, and that's something that we obviously need to pay close attention to as we play this game this week. And now he's playing free safety. And so I think he's clearly a generational player. You know, we definitely enjoyed our time here with him. And, you know, it's a privilege to be a part of his career, but it doesn't shock me, or I'm not surprised that he's still rolling the way he's rolling. But, you know, those decisions are never easy, and it's never clear cut. And but he's gone on one and has done very well. And, hell, I don't know when he's going to stop playing. I mean, he looks pretty good.
You know, for so long, Aaron would give you guys the lead and the defense would get some takeaways and you guys would just blow people out. Is it possible maybe your best kind of football is just playing solid defense and run the ball well and then set up the pass rather than just having so much of it dependent on what Aaron did? You know, kind of like yesterday's formula.
Well, I mean, you'd like to play every game where the offense has it for 38 minutes. I mean, that's regardless how you're doing it. But every week's a challenge. I think a lot's made up of how we used to play this and that. Every game's different. Every season's different. So the makeup of our team has definitely been different since week one. We knew that coming in. So we need to do whatever we need to do to win. And, you know, we're playing an uncommon opponent out on the West Coast, traveling on Friday. So, I mean, you have different challenges and obstacles that we need to do a very good job of in our preparation. And it's going to be a grind come Sunday. It always is. So it's never the game of football doesn't just fall into categories. You know, get up on a team and that's the way you're supposed to win. That's your preferred. But, you know, every week's a different challenge. And that's the reality of it.